Of course, the teenage wonder, Alan Jones, Walking in the Air. Number five it was, as of Christmas 1985. And here's another one for Jim, because I thought, well, I was playing these records, I might just sneak one in for me, and we call it one for Jim. Now then, about a million years ago, I was playing records in my dance hall, and a fella came up and he said, I've never seen records played like this before. Do you fancy a job on Radio Luxembourg? And I said, why not? I'd never been in a radio studio in my life. And he said, OK, come to London for an audition. And I said, no. And he said, why not? I said, you've seen all there is. You either want it or you don't want it. And he says, you're a bit of a character, you are, aren't you? And he went back and I got a telegram the week. Do you remember telegrams? I got a telegram the week later and he said, your Radio Luxembourg show starts on Thursday. So I shot down to town. And I was working for the Warner Brothers Film Company, and they were decided to bring out records. The biggest name in films, the biggest name in sound. One of them, and WB1, which was the first record that I played, went, and this is J.S. Locke, is it not? For a new disc jockey going to the station, the only programme you could hear the number one, because this record went to number one for 8 weeks. Don't want you.